USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States has killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri in a drone strike over the weekend. The CIA leading the operation and saying it took place in Kabul and there were no civilian casualties. Inflation, along with concerns about the government and bad leadership, are top of mind for Americans right now. That's according to a new Gallup poll. Those issues are at the top of a survey, with 17% of respondents being concerned about each topic. The economy in general is up next at 12% as Americans battle sky-high prices. Concerns about abortion come in at 8%. Following the United States' Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Voters in five states head to the polls on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
As big tech continues to censor people, AGs are fighting back.
When the United States government started to request big tech and social media to start censoring topics to the American people, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt and Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry went into action. Jeff on Epic Times TV talks how the government censored topics like COVID and election fraud.
And of course, that is exactly why the First Amendment was established under our Bill of Rights. That's exactly the kind of conduct the founders of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights wanted to prevent. They did not want the government censoring information to citizens.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At least 37 people are dead and hundreds more are unaccounted for in Kentucky following catastrophic flooding throughout the state. Governor Andy Beshear saying the eastern part of the state is under the gun for more rain and severe weather. USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has confirmed over 5,000 cases of monkeypox in the United States. In front of the Hartford Hospital in Connecticut, Senator Richard Blumenthal urges the federal government to produce vaccines for the disease through the Defense Production Act.
The federal government has the raw materials for 11 million doses. It should put those raw materials to work right away through the Defense Production Act and make sure this vaccine is available.
There are currently two types of FDA-approved vaccines used to prevent monkeypox, according to the CDC. Members of Congress, like Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, continue to sound the alarm over Chinese-owned social media platform TikTok.
It is both a national security threat and a surveillance threat to millions of Americans. And think about what the Communist Chinese Party, who has a board seat with ByteDance, what they're doing with this information.
New Jersey State Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin is scheduling hearings regarding the ticket industry's selling practices following very expensive Bruce Springsteen tickets on Ticketmaster. Tickets selling on the site for thousands of dollars per ticket. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.